In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on February 16th, 2016. This is the official podcast for Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow For Whom the Cowbell Tolls writer Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Eh.
Yeah, you're lying. You're doing terribly.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, you're
it's
doing.
It's gonna be a long day tomorrow.
You're doing really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really badly.
That's. Yeah.
Today on the show,
that was a great start.
Basketball. The reason why is because I was sidetracked that Charlie Burris is now in the Fire Holly Warlick, who is the head women's basketball coach at Tennessee, train.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She says, yep, Holly's got to get. So that's, I was pretty sidetracked.
Are you sure he's not talking about The Bachelor or something?
What?
Is he watching The Bachelor?
How would you know that The Bachelor's on? Is it even on?
It's not because everybody on sports Twitter tweets about it for some reason.
You're lying. You watch The Bachelor.
No, I don't.
Ethan
but
watches
you do
the
know
Bachelor.
That everybody...
Ethan watches The Bachelor.
I haven't watched it since I watched it like one time with my sister.
You have watched The Bachelor.
In middle school.
But that counts as watching The Bachelor.
Whatever. I don't care. There's pretty women on the show, so that's a thing.
That is a thing. They're dumb, though.
Everybody at SB Nation tweets about it. Barrett Salee tweets about it.
Follow Barrett Salee.
Well, you're missing out on his Bachelor takes.
And his Ole Miss positivity. And how absolutely nothing will happen in the Ole Miss NCAA scandal that's currently going on. That seems like something will happen to their program. I don't know. It's probably not going to be like the death penalty or anything, but something will happen. But he's acting like absolutely nothing is happening, and we'll just sweep it under the rug.
I mean, at the very minimum, they're going to get hit with probably 3 to 4 scholarships.
Not according to Barrett Salee. He thinks nothing will happen, and some people even think it's a good thing. People are dumb.
I mean, at least the people at, like, Red Cup Rebellion are saying, yeah, we know we cheated. We're okay with it. We think everybody should cheat. At least they're owning that, you know?
They're saying that whoever believes it's a bad thing that people are cheating, they enjoy the thing of the amateurism, and I guess, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying that by not cheating, you're supporting the stance of the NCAA and not paying the athletes, which we're getting sidetracked here.
Who cares? We're talking about Ole Miss cheating. We were talking about Ole Miss getting penalties from the NCAA.
We are not that blog where we are a Mississippi State blog. We focus on Mississippi State stuff. For what it's worth.
I know.
We're not that other blog out there.
You mean Maroon and White Nation? I'm going to call them out right now.
Yeah. Okay, we can call them out.
Hi, Maroon and White Nation.
Josh Barnhill. We are not Dog Smack.
No, we're not.
We talked about The Bachelor, apparently, because I watched it like 3 times.
You've watched The Bachelor more than once. Okay. On the show today, Mississippi State lost to Georgia in basketball, a game that Ethan watched none of and I watched little of.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm glad. Just looking at the stat line, I'm pretty glad I didn't watch any of that game.
You missed nothing.
Well, yeah, I missed a lot of missed shots.
I get it. and we play Vanderbilt on Tuesday.
Tomorrow. Today as you listen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My room smells like coffee grounds, and there is no coffee in here.
That's incredibly random.
I know. But it smells like coffee grounds, and I'm concerned. Anyways, basketball. And you're gonna do stuff. You're gonna talk about the ball that is soft.
Softball.
The ball that is soft. The spherical yellow ball that's not even that soft.
Yeah, I've seen people have their noses broken by them. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Why not just call it yellow ball or neon ball? Because it's more neon than yellow.
I don't know, but when I was in the press box, I actually got to talk with some of the umpires for the game was.
Were you bribing them?
No, I was not bribing them.
Thanks for letting us win, Ethan.
Which game was that for? They're in there with me for the Tennessee Tech game, and then I talked. You know, they reffed. They were umpiring what was the evening game? Alabama A&M? Yeah, hey, sure, well, let's go with that.
Hey, guess what, Ethan? Here's another random thing.
Hey, guess what?
Here's another random thing. Do you remember back when Hugh Freeze tweeted that thing that he's getting fitted for jeans?
Yes, I was just about to ask you if it was about jeans.
From the Blue Delta Jean Company?
No, Dan, no.
The Blue Delta Jean Company from Oxford, Mississippi is getting some, is getting Dan Mullen fitted for jeans.
Ah, dang it, no.
Also, I've noticed that in recruiting pictures and stuff, Dan Mullen loves to wear khaki pants that are like five times his size. They like hang, they sag, they're pretty baggy. So maybe getting some fitted jeans will be nice for old Dano. Enjoy your jeans, Dan. You and Hugh will have... Maybe you'll get something on par with Hugh Freeze now.
Ouch.
We played Georgia. We played Georgia. We lost. What's the score?
Ross Mitchell follows this jean company.
Maybe he's gonna. He got fitted, too. Mississippi State lost Georgia. 66.
Are these jeans nice?
I don't know.
Are they?
They're probably it's raw, bespoke denim made in the USA. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Bespoke is a tree-lined road, which bespoke money. What? What? This dictionary makes no sense.
Great.
I don't know. Whatever. We got way sidetracked here.
Okay, we lost by 9 to Georgia. This was a game where the biggest problem for Mississippi State was just we couldn't hit a shot to save our lives. 21 for 68. The only really shining light for Mississippi State in this one was Quindary Weatherspoon. His percentage of shots wasn't too fantastic. 6 for 15, but still made 17 points. Craig Sword with 13, and then the rest, not so much. Malik Newman only with 7. IJ Reddy with 9, which is kind of decent. Johnny Zapardo with only 3. My hatred for him continues, or not my hatred, but my just sheer disliking of his having the ball. Travis Daniels, 0 points. Fred Thomas, 0 points.
Apparently, saw out of the press conference today that Daniels and Malik are both hurt, so that's not helping things.
Yeah, Malik Newman only got 28 minutes, and Travis Daniels only got 14, so... And Gavin Ware only got 25 with 6 points. So.
He got into foul trouble.
So. Oh. See, the thing is, I only watched like 10 minutes of it.
And then you were done?
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably would have been the same way if I wasn't busy.
So. Why are you busy?
I was at the softball game. Doing that, then I interviewed Van Studeman. Well, I didn't interview her. Someone else did. I was in the room. I recorded his interview. But, yeah.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. I interviewed Van Studeman. Sort of crickets. No, someone else did. I just crept up behind him creepily and...
No, I was actually next to the camera guy for the athletic department. I was on the far left. then the camera guy was in the middle, and then there was some other dude that was covering softball.
Why didn't you ask questions?
I didn't have any questions. I was still kind of shocked. Well,
you need to be prepared with questions.
I should have been prepared, yes, but this was also my first time.
Whenever we lose, ask Van Studeman, why didn't you coach well enough, idiot?
Well, then how about this?
Take the idiot out and say, why didn't you coach well? Or, you know, do what that guy did after the Egg Bowl, the guy in the maroon shirt and the denim overalls, sneak into the press room and ask if Dan Mullen's going to be here for years, can win here for years to come. And then say...
I forgot about that.
Then say that you're from Channel 4 News.
I completely forgot about that. Oh, man.
He's my favorite Mississippi State fan who's ever lived.
Is he better than the guy that ran onto the field at the Egg Bowl and was flipping off the Ole Miss section?
I wasn't there for that, so I don't know.
Yeah, you left.
I left after the first quarter.
There's a picture of it out there.
I've seen it.
Okay.
But Channel 4 News, that doesn't exist.
No. Not that I know of.
No, you live in Starkville.
Not in the Starkville area.
Channel 4...
Did they ever find out who that guy was?
I'd love to know. I'm gonna look it up. You know what? Forget basketball. It was such a terrible game that we shouldn't even talk about it. Neither of us watched it, so who cares?
Let's talk about this guy from Channel 4 News.
Okay, I looked up Mississippi State fan overalls, and the first three images were of Stingray. Mississippi State fan press conference egg bowl. Nothing.
Why can't we find this?
I think it was Robbie Donahoe who tweeted it originally.
Wait, I found the picture.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm gonna send the picture to you.
Oh, I see it. Here it is. Yes.
How did he get there?
It's just a dude in denim overalls sitting behind Bob Karskadden. And you can see Steve Robertson's ponytail of NCAA violations. I don't know.
Well, he doesn't have the violations.
I know, but he can predict all of them. Why would Steve Robertson wear a red shirt to the Egg Bowl? Choose a different color.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And why would a man wear denim overalls to the Egg Bowl?
How did he get in there?
That's probably Josh Lee for Rebs pretending to be a Mississippi State fan.
I would totally wear denim overalls if I was this man. I am not going to wear denim overalls, but if I was this man, I would. Denim overalls just aren't my thing. I'm too skinny for them.
If you're too skinny for them, that means I'm definitely too skinny for them.
Yep.
Here's a picture of Jim Harbaugh, Kenny G, and Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, I saw that. Apparently it was some party or something.
I don't understand.
Other Mississippi State stuff? What other have the women played?
We're the most unprepared show on the planet Earth.
Typically, we are more prepared than this.
Yeah.
Even though we are typically unprepared, we are more prepared than this. This is not our best show.
No.
This is not our work.
No, it's not.
Make fun of us all you want, J-Dog. Go for it.
I mean...
He already makes fun of us.
Yeah.
What is it?
But he doesn't listen to the show, because he's a former listener, right, J-Dog? Psh. Yeah. Psh. You have to do that too, Ethan. Psh. Psh. There we go.
The softball team, we can talk about that.
We're about to talk softball. Okay, well, we're about to talk about softball.
Well, I mean, they're actually a great team.
Okay, how about we talk about softball after we talk about our upcoming game against Vanderbilt? The Vanderbilt Commodores.
If that's 15 and 10. Not gonna go well.
15 and 10 with a 29-point win over Auburn that could have easily been a 40-point win over Auburn.
We're going to lose by at least 30.
They lost to Ole Miss. Lost to Texas, beat Texas A&M by 17. Lost to Kentucky pretty badly.
They're just like Alabama.
They're weird.
Yeah. They're still going to beat us by 30.
Yeah, it's true. I'm going to look at their stats.
It'll break your heart.
Will it? Because at this point, I don't care about our basketball team.
Neither does Mr. Vanderlip from the questions.
I haven't looked at the questions. I'm going to be surprised. Okay. Why did you look at them ahead of time? You should be surprised as I read them to you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't read them. What? Who read the questions?
What?
What?
They're averaging 77 points per... Or sorry, 76.9, nice, points per game. And do you want me to tell you, if there is a sign on this earth that guarantees that we're going to lose, it's this one. Do you want me to tell you their average for the number of points their opponents are scoring?
No.
66.6.
Oh. Yeah, we're not going to get in the 60s.
Well, do you get the reference?
I do get the reference. I just wasn't going there. Because our I figured that the first reference, the 76.9, nice. I figured that one was good enough to chuckle at.
Yeah, our campus will be engulfed in flames because of the 66.6.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. So, let's talk. We're going to lose. Predictions. 84-68 Vanderbilt. How about yourself?
It's not going to be fun.
Just give a freeze out your
prediction. I wouldn't be surprised if they scored in the 90s. Let's go with 89-71.
Fun. Softball. Go.
Softball team is undefeated after 5 games.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all we you have. Really don't care about softball either.
That is all we have.
Nope, it's not all we have.
Our women's basketball team lost to Texas A&M. That is all we have.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant that's all we have for today's show.
Oh, no, you're dumb.
Yeah, I am dumb. The softball team's undefeated. They did better than I expected, personally, especially once I found out that Alexis Silkwood just wasn't going to play this weekend. If you told me before the weekend that Alexis Silkwood wasn't playing, I'd say we'd go 3-2 at best. And we went 5-0, and that really speaks a lot to the coaching up of Holly Ward and Cassidy Knudsen, as well as the two freshman pitchers, Corey Cooper and Reagan Green, who both performed phenomenally.
Phenomenally. Just say the freaking word.
Phenomenally. Yes. It's a hard word to say.
Yeah, great.
They both played incredibly well.
You know, it's also hard to say Mississippi State basketball won.
Okay, well, different reasons why that's hard to say.
Shut up.
On the weekend, we outscored opponents. Let's just do some quick math. I'm going to read you some numbers, okay? You're going to add them together.
No.
Ready?
No, I'm not. Okay, let me get a calculator. Okay.
Okay, 6.
6.
9.
Nice.
11.
Okay.
7.
This is the worst show we've ever made.
2.
Okay.
How many is that?
That's 35.
35. Okay, I'm going to read you some more numbers.
No.
1.
Do you want me to keep adding them?
No, different. Start over.
1.
These are different numbers.
This is terrible.
1. 1.
Why am I here?
I don't
another
know.
One. Is it another one?
Major key. It's another one. Yes.
Okay.
That's 2. 4.
Okay.
1.
God. Okay. Wait. I messed up.
It should be 7. It should be 7.
It's 7.
So, what was the first number that you said?
35.
35 to 7. That's how well... Yeah, okay, 35 to 7. That's the margin there.
We're beating...
28 runs.
That's a difference of 5 runs per game. Right?
Yeah. There was one game, the Alabama A&M game on Saturday, the second game of a doubleheader, where the bats just kind of disappeared.
Fantastic.
Nothing was really going on, but pitching pretty much kept Mississippi State in it. They ended up winning on a walk-off single. It was really exciting, especially towards the end when, you know, the seventh inning, things started actually happening, especially after sitting in a press box for like 6 hours for something that actually happened at the end there. It was a lot of fun.
Are you going to talk about your in quotes interview with Van Studeman that you just recorded someone else doing?
Everybody has access to it because it's on the Hail State Twitter accounts or whatever they tweet the videos out.
You just made your original comment of I interviewed Van Studeman sound even more sad.
You're welcome. I wasn't really given much of an opportunity to talk. Whatever his name was, he had a ponytail, I think.
Steve Robertson?
It was not Steve Robertson. It was some dude about my age, and Steve Robertson is nowhere near my age.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure Steve Robertson's a bit older than me.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Would you say otherwise? Okay.
I know he's smarter than you.
Okay. Well then. That one caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that.
I love you, Ethan.
I lost track of... Yeah, no, the ponytail dude went through his questions.
Steve Robertson went through his questions, okay.
It's Steve Robertson Jr., maybe.
He does have a son.
Maybe that was him.
Hey.
I don't know. But anyway, I was kind of not sure what to do, honestly, because it was my first time, you know, post-game press conference type thing. It was... I was asked last minute if I wanted to join, and I had to pack up really quick, run out the press box, run downstairs. Yeah, so it was really me being pathetic and not knowing what to do.
I'm going
to
send you a text.
A text? What is this text?
I don't know. My phone's about to die. I hope I can type it, but you keep talking.
So, the women...
Actually, it's really a really dumb... Well. It was a really dumb text. I'm not sending it to you.
Okay, well, they've got 2 more invitational... tournament weekend type events coming up.
And one's in Mobile, right?
One this weekend. Yeah, I think this one's in Mobile, and then next weekend is in like 2 different locations, actually. I'm not sure how it's working. One's in Gulfport. One location's in Gulfport, and I think another one is in Louisiana or something like that. Not exactly sure. But Justin's going to be covering that, Justin Sutton. He's going to be doing that. Baseball's coming up, which we're going to preview baseball on the next show with a guest if you actually got him. I don't even know
if we did.
Okay. We may not have a guest. We may be previewing on our own.
We'll be doing things. And previewing on our own obviously means we will not be previewing.
We'll be previewing baseball. We'll be previewing softball. We'll be I don't know what else we'll preview. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we're at this point with this show, knowing that it's only been 24 minutes, we're just trying to kill time. My dogs are barking. Questions.
Questions.
I don't understand these first the number two. I don't get it, but okay. Number one. Can we expect to see Alexis? Yeah, I know. Alexis.
You made fun of me for not being able to say phenomenally, but you can't say Alexis?
Alexis Silkwood. Alexis Silkwood. This coming weekend. Ethan.
Yeah.
My dogs are ignoring me. Can we expect to see Alexis Silkwood this coming weekend? Please shed some light.
I honestly have no clue. I didn't know she was injured to begin with. And so now we know that she apparently is a bit injured. So there is that. And this is another tournament where I don't think... Let me look at the schedule real quick. I don't think there's many major opponents. And even if they are, assuming they're not teams that are national powers, if you don't need Alexis Silkwood to pitch much this weekend, then you shouldn't have her pitch this weekend. Let her fully heal. Especially since you have four pitchers that you can really be confident in. This weekend, this Friday through Monday, you've got South Alabama, which is actually a pretty good team. You got Southern Miss, and they're a decent team from what I remember. Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. I have no clue, but given that it's a directional university for Southern Illinois, Probably not very good. And then you've got Samford and Southern Louisiana. So you got five games this weekend. If you don't need to use Alexis Silkwood, I don't see the point in using her unless you want to start getting her warmed up for the season again. If so, if we don't see her this coming weekend, we'll see her probably against Baylor on Saturday, February 27th in the second game of a doubleheader, which that'll actually be that'll be a game where we'll see how good this Mississippi State team can be. So,
sorry, I just fell asleep.
Because you hate softball just like J-Dog.
No, I don't hate it. I don't care about it.
Uh-huh.
I sent you a picture. I watched a little bit of the last game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't hate it, though. Number two. Why does the softball team use Worth bats instead of Adidas, whatever that is? Is it made in Dallas, Fort Worth? Your favorite city in the world?
Probably not. I hate that city. It's two cities, and I hate them both.
I hate it too, because once again, Jim Schutt is from there, and everyone hates Jim Schutt. Even his daughter, except his daughter. His daughter is the only person that likes him.
That was okay. I don't know why they use Worth bats. Apparently, they think they're worth more than the Adidas bats. I remember.
I don't know why.
I know a bunch of people have made a bunch of fuss about the baseball team using Adidas bats. So maybe the softball Adidas bats are not great either. I don't know. Could be that when you brought in Samantha Ricketts, she said, hey, switch to these bats. I don't know if a switch was made and when it was made. The only things I can think of are if, you know, Ricketts, who is the hitting coach and has made the batting at Mississippi State something to be feared. If she was the one that brought in the bats, I don't know. I honestly can't tell you.
May I tell you something, Ethan?
Sure.
Someone just retweeted this headline from Deadspin. Stevie Wonder is not blind. The Truthers case. I'm going to have to read into another conspiracy. Number three. It goes up there with the Paul McCartney died in 1966 conspiracy. I know it's early, but do we need to start working on getting at SEC SB Turney on the show?
What? I didn't know that was a Twitter account, to be honest.
What?
They tweeted a GIF from Friends at the beginning of softball season.
Oh my.
Woo. Maybe. Sure, why not? I don't know. I'm gonna give him a follow. I don't know.
Number four.
I'll interact with them a little bit and see if they're any entertaining.
Does at JDog5513 hate softball or just hearing Ethan talk about it? I don't know who that person is. Who's at JDog5513? I'm afraid I don't know who that is.
I wish I didn't know who JDog5513 was.
Could you please shed some light and tell the people who he is?
JDog.
Is he the MSU Mafia guy?
Yeah, you know better than that. Yeah. He's the currently the boat. Djembe and Homebro.
I'm laughing at two things. I'm laughing at two things. One, you're trying to say that name, and two, I'm laughing at the reminder of the inspiration behind that name, because you know the inspiration.
Yep. Yeah, that's
it's fantastic. Hugh Freeze is dumb. He's got the drums, the djembe drums or whatever they're called.
Which there was a guy walking around campus last Friday. With one of those.
Why is Hugh Freeze on campus?
Was not Hugh Freeze.
Why is Hugh Freeze?
It was
being
some
disguised?
Dude that smelled like marijuana.
Why is Hugh Freeze smoking pot on the Mississippi State campus?
You know, honestly, I would not be surprised if that actually happened.
Why isn't security involved in this? Hugh Freeze is intruding as a Mississippi State student who smokes pot. With a djembe drum or whatever it's called.
Djembe.
Someone needs to get security on that. Did we answer your question, Mr. Vanderlip?
I didn't answer it.
Okay. Number five. Were you about to add something to that?
Did we go over number four?
The answer is both. Number five.
That does not surprise me at all.
Do you expect the women's basketball, the women, it's not the team, it's just the women's basketball.
The ball that they use?
Yeah. To get back to their winning ways. So there's more than one ball?
Let's look at their schedule real quick.
You can do that.
Do you already know?
No.
Oh.
I'm just bored.
Well then. Imagine how our listeners feel right now.
None of them are feeling, because everyone turned it off.
Oh.
Everyone turned it off long ago.
I'm going to read you the games.
Okay.
Kentucky and Starkville.
Ooh. Ooh.
Kentucky's, I think we have a good shot since it's
Kentucky
here at home.
Kentucky is good.
Yeah.
I'll say it's a win.
Ole Miss up in Oxford.
Win.
Vandy. In Nashville.
Win. Although that's tricky. That's tricky, but I'll say it's a win.
That could be a coin flip. And then Alabama and Starkville.
Win.
So, yeah, they could end the season on a 4-game win streak heading into the SEC tournament.
Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and Ole Miss are all very difficult. Vanderbilt and Ole Miss simply due to the fact that they're on the road and that there are two teams that could sort of sneak up on you, similar to how Georgia did to us this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Number six. Is it obvious that I have moved on from men's basketball already? Yes, and I don't blame you.
I think everybody has at this point.
Yeah, I mean, are we going to be a softball show? Hashtag a very quality softball show?
I mean, we can be. I can continue to do... I'm
no,
still
we're,
gonna
yeah, we're
to
not.
Softball
we're, yeah, we're not being a softball show.
We're going to do a lot of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so.
We're going to do... a lot of softball. We're going to follow the women's team as far as they go.
And we're also going to talk about backgammon. Woo! Do you have a backgammon team?
Sure.
Do you have a backgammon team?
I don't know. I don't know what backgammon is.
What?
I don't know what backgammon is.
I don't know. I don't play it. My dad's obsessed with it, so that's all you need
what
to know
it?
With it. A 6-year-old man, a 68-year-old man's obsessed with it, so that's all you need to know.
It's almost a nice age. Oh, this is what back... Oh, okay. I do know what backgammon is.
Yeah, is there...
I just don't know how to play it.
Yeah, me neither. It's weird.
You can play it online, apparently.
Yeah, it's great. So that's the worst show we've ever done. Ethan, do you have any final thoughts?
It's not the worst. I mean, this one actually did not get deleted. And I think there's some comedy value to it, since we can laugh at ourselves, and I'm sure others will laugh at us.
The worst pun's probably the best pun you've ever said in your life, because you just said it perfectly.
It's not the best pun.
Did you even mean to say that?
Yes.
Because you said it so smoothly.
I saw it.
You didn't stop. Because sometimes he would just stop and wait for me to laugh, and in that case, I would know what you're doing, and I would just say for you to delete your account. But in that case, you just kept on rolling, and I couldn't help but laugh. And I hate puns, but that was absolutely beautiful. It was a good one.
I'm proud of that one.
Yeah, you should be. That was fantastic.
It's worth a lot to me.
Ethan, after the show, I want you to stay on so we can talk about the Stevie Wonder conspiracy.
You didn't even do we let's just talk about the Stevie Wonder conspiracy now.
Okay. I'm trying to find
I haven't good... read anything into it. I didn't know there was a conspiracy that he wasn't blind.
So, I don't know what I'm trying to see where to start. So he was born 6 weeks premature, which is ultimately something involving that caused his blindness. So the takeaway from that is, Stevie Wonder has allegedly basically always been blind. By the time he was an actual person with memories and object permanence.
Permanence?
He couldn't see. By this logic, he shouldn't be able to remember what colors and things look like.
Oh gosh.
The origin story... The story goes that Stevie Wonder was a vivacious boy, so much that he would often prank adults by himself, which is courtesy of Bomani Jones, so that's not credible. The other takeaway, it is so hard to believe that this isn't the genesis of Stevie Wonder pretend blind person. From some Stevie Wonder truther blog... I didn't read that, but something about Stevie Wonder homophobic, I don't know. The PSA, something about his singing about don't drink and drive. I don't understand this. Oh, okay, so... In 2010, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney performed in the... It's two people that are... One guy's not blind and the other one's dead. This is dumb. Let's wrap up the show. So, do you have any final thoughts?
Have you heard of the Berenstain Bears conspiracy?
Oh, no. Is this going to give me nightmares?
Go look this one up.
Is it going to give me nightmares?
No, it shouldn't.
So, but I'm just gonna end this stupid conspiracy with this. Clumsily, McCartney knocked over a microphone. Watch what happens next. So, for those listening, because I'm currently recording my screen, that's how I record Ethan and I. Something's about to play on YouTube. So let's see here. What's going on? 10-second video. They're saying something. Hey Jude. Oh, there's it is. Oh, he caught that beautifully. What? How did he? What? He caught that beautifully. He caught that perfectly. As far as I know, you couldn't hear the mic being knocked down. He just caught it.
Maybe he felt it knocked down? Did Stevie Wonder knock it over?
No, Paul McCartney knocked it over. And the microphone was in front of Stevie Wonder.
No way.
And then, okay, so apparently Oprah bought Stevie Wonder a car or something. The money shot here is about, this is a different video, is about 2 minutes and 40 seconds in. When Stevie Wonder turns to this guy, some random guy, full on before grabbing him in a loving one-armed hug. So let's see, let's skip to, here we go. It skips for me. Okay, so something's playing. Here we go.
Holy cow, how did he catch this?
Oprah's excited.
How did he catch this?
Oprah's excited. Oh boy, yeah.
How did he catch this?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, alright. I hope this isn't copyright.
Why did he catch the microphone?
Let me skip back here for a second. Yeah, that's... Wait a minute, timeout.
I still don't get how he caught that microphone.
Timeout. This may be the kicker. Stevie Wonder goes to basketball games. And he cheers and seems to follow the action.
What?
There's a picture of him at a basketball game. There are two pictures. There are three.
So, where are we as
a picture
as
of Stevie Wonder
show.
Taking
where
a photo of
what is
Michael?
Our stance on Stevie Wonder being blind?
I didn't. If I really cared enough, I would watch the videos of Omani Jones, but he's impossible to watch. So, yeah.
I actually kind of like Bomani.
You've seen my... He blocked me on Twitter because he was... I'm not even going to get into it on the show, but yeah, that's... I'm not even... We're not going to do final thoughts. So, yeah, Ethan. That was terrible. Are we still recording? Yes, we are still recording.
It was a good show.
All right, was it?
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.